listener production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke with your Hobart News Briefing. More pain at the hip pockets with power prices set to rise. The regulator is set to announce a price cap today on how much retailers can charge consumers on default plans. It's amid the surging cost of coal and oil across the globe. We'll find out what's on the cards for Tassie in today's state budget, but our housing crisis is front and centre. Announced this morning is an ambitious social and affordable housing program pouring a record $538 million into initiatives, alongside funding for first homeowner grants, unlocking more residential land and stamp duty concessions. Meantime, the mayors of Greater Hobart are calling for more investment in public transport across the city. Kingborough Mayor Paula Reid says they're hoping today's budget includes measures to make it more accessible and affordable.
It's not just about building extra roads, but we need to look across the spectrum of what are the different ways that we can encourage more people to get out of their cars and either cycle, walk, catch a ferry or get a bus in a more affordable manner.
And today is National Sorry Day, also marking the fifth anniversary of the Uluru Statement of the Heart. Aboriginal Land Council of Tasmania Chair Michael Mansell says the government should use today to announce work towards a treaty.
Well, the Tasmanian government have moved towards a treaty. There's no reason why a treaty couldn't be legislated later this year. And after, say, 12 months of public consultations, a treaty could be part of Tasmanian law in 2023.
Some of our top footy stars will be vying for a late spot in the AFL when the mid-season draft gets underway next Wednesday. West Coast currently have the first selection, but keep an eye out for North Hobart's Logan Elphinstone. And Jack Jumpers forward Jared Bairstow will suit up for the Hobart Chargers in the NBL 1. He won't be ready in time, though, for Friday night's game against Bendigo at Kingborough. Listener.